Good morning. 9:27. I'm Jeff, and this is The People Speak. Hope you're having a good day. I'll be talking today with Randolph County Commissioner David Holder. How are you doing this morning?
Very well. Good morning, Jeff. It's always nice to have a chance to come in and say a few things about some of the activities going on around Randolph County as it relates to Randolph County government and some of the different items that we're working on as a county government, among the usual things, of course, that we work on every day. Of course, today is a holiday, and it'd be nice if the sun was shining a little more. It's always nice when the sun shines on a holiday, but nevertheless, it's a nice holiday, and it's good to remember some of the things that Dr. Martin Luther King had said. And I know the schools are out today, and actually the courthouse is closed today for the holiday, and most government is closed, post office is closed, and those types of things. But still, nevertheless, we want to get in here and have a chance to talk a little bit about some of the things that are going on and update you on different items. Many of those I talk about seems like pretty much every time I'm in here, but this is my first time in this year. I just remember that the first Monday was actually New Year's Day, and so everyone was closed, and so this is my first opportunity to get a chance to come in here and say a few words.
Not a lot of stuff going on this time of year. It's kind of the slow time of the
season. It moves into the slower time of the year. That's correct, yes.
Care center, though, that's something that's...
Yes, that is actually something that we are actively working on, and I'm kind of at the lead of that right now in what to moving forward as to what we want to do, since the voters had given us authority to make the necessary transfers and to do rehabilitation on the facility. And one of the things you had done, if you note the minutes from the last meeting, we had an opportunity to order some new beds for the facility, actually 50 new beds. If you note, that is our idea, is to take the capacity to 50 from 100 right now, but to take it to 50. So we had an opportunity that came available. Excuse me. And we had the funding available to do that. And also, right in late December, I contacted a firm who's going to help us, a law firm who's going to help us with establishing the new entity that we had discussed that will operate the care center and work for its dual use that we had talked about and the renovations. And of course, that was late December, and nothing much happens over the holidays. There was some correspondence with them last week, and hopefully, of course, today is a holiday, so nothing's going to happen. But as we move on into the week, I'm going to be contacting them and seeing how they're moving forward. It was going to take some research to determine how that organization should be established and structured. The idea being that once it's completed, hopefully it would qualify for IMRF, which is now the retirement plan for existing employees there of the care center. And we wanted to be able to keep that moving from one entity to the other. And of course, in the process of that, you had to be very careful as to how you lay out all your plans and how it's going to actually make those qualifications. So we are waiting for the specialists to get back with us on that. Hopefully we'll have the direction that we're going to go in, hopefully by the end of the month. Believe it or not, today's halfway through January already, so the end of the month is really just 2 weeks. But hopefully in the next couple of weeks we will have the direction and that we're going to establish and that sort of thing, so we can move forward and begin to establish it. Also, last week we met with the architects to begin the planning stage, and they are actually working on the plans and beginning to pull those into regular details. It's when we originally started, the plans only were detailed enough to get general ideas as to what we were going to do and to make sure that those ideas were feasible. Now that you're going to be going out to bid and actually seeking bids to do, you know, the plumbing, the electrical, the interior, exterior of the building, etc., now you have to have details in order to be able to get firms to bid on them. They have to know exactly what they're bidding. So when you start preparing all of that, it takes a lot of detail, and it'll take some time for them to accomplish that. I would say it would probably be, you know, mid-spring, maybe May or June, before you're actually going out to bid and firms are actually putting hard bids in. You're actually having groundbreaking, so to speak, ready to, of course, we're not going to do that much outside
right.
parking lot, but you're actually, you know, preparing a spot and they're actually beginning to work these schedules. And also at the same point and in the organization of this, we have to notify Illinois Department of Public Health and have all our plans for the facility in place. So they approve that as we're moving from section to section of the building, they approve the work we're doing, et cetera. So it mm-hmm. becomes quite a lengthy process, but it all starts around the new entity. And like I said, hopefully we'll be able to get some direction on that by the end of the month. We'll know exactly how we're going to put it together and they can begin that process. And that all brings it together to move forward.
Like what you're saying is that with the architects now, they're looking at it, they're drawing their designs so you can look at it and see, here's what we're proposing we
exactly.
do.
You had to get very specific. Here's where the new bathrooms will go. Here's the distance of the plumbing runs. Here's mm-hmm. here's the detail of the fixtures we want in those each bathroom. So we're going to need so many stools, so many sinks, so many 100 feet of piping. So they have, so the companies that would bid on these plans would have detail as to what they're bidding on.
Mm-hmm.
Where before we were just in the planning or the idea stage, we were simply looking at potential floor plans that qualify and meet the needs. Now we're getting down to the specifics of exactly what has to be there. But it'll probably take about 2 years through the whole project. That's pretty typical, depending on how everything goes, especially in this type of situation where you're doing remodeling, rehabilitation. You have to move from section to section. It's not like new construction where you just go completely across it. It takes quite a bit more time to go through it. But I'm looking very forward to seeing this flesh out and come to fruition. It's been a very long road, and we're just getting good to start it down it. And I think this over the years is going to be something very beneficial to the next generation here of Randolph County and the people who live here. So very happy to see it coming together.
Okay.
Excuse me.
And as far as like the other side of it, that's more or less in Commonwealth's
direction. Well, actually, yes. That's an interesting point. We will actually have to finish the care center portion first because the portion that will be rehabilitated to use for Commonwealth's occupancy and their health care portions actually will have to start afterwards because we will have to use those areas for renovation as you're moving. And don't think anyone's moving immediately. Nothing's going to start happening probably before mid-year at soonest, and all these places are in place, but you'll have to be able to relocate residents from one area to another as you're working on those areas.
Mm-hmm.
So we will have to wait until we've pretty much completed all the renovations to the care center, and all of that is to the what I call the front half or the north side of the building. And then we put the separation walls in place, and then we'll start on the back half for Commonwealth. So I don't believe anything will really begin on the Commonwealth portion for the back half of the medical facilities there, probably until 24 at the earliest. Because, you know, if you're ever involved in rehabilitation, remodeling, one thing you know if you've ever done any of this, it takes a lot of time getting the plans in place and getting the materials and scheduling people on the job. It never goes as quickly as new construction. So it'll probably be out in 24 when the back half actually is finished, you know, is in process. And if we're completed by the end of 24, early 25, that being basically 2 years from now, I'll say we have done very well on the project. That would be a very, very good schedule if that can be accomplished. So it's going to take some time and go through the process, but I believe it's going to be worth it when we complete it. I think this is going to be something very good for Randolph County in general. I'm happy to see it going through.
Another thing that up until just back in December, it was one lane, but now it's back open again. It's two lanes. It's the Chester Bridge down there.
Oh, yes, the Chester Bridge. That is something, of course, that's very important to Randolph County, very important to Chester, but very important to our whole region. I mean, because you have many people use that, and that's both important to Randolph County side, and it's very important to the Perryville side as well. You know, even though it's not specifically Illinois, it's still very important to the economics over there. But yes, they did get that back open. They were making emergency repairs on it, and they are moving forward with the replacement of the Chester Bridge. I have not heard an announcement yet. But through the end of the year, they were taking design, build. They had selected a group of companies that were qualified bidders. I believe there was four of them. I saw the list of names, and they were requesting proposals from them. Proposals were supposed to be in by the end of December, but they may have extended that a bit. Mm-hmm. So I'm anticipating later this month that the Missouri Department of Transportation, which are the owners of the new bridge, will be having a public meeting to discuss the various different proposals, maybe seek additional input or whatever. And then they're anticipating awarding the contract for the construction of that this spring, early spring. So really, when you're talking about that, you're talking about the award here in the next couple of months, if they're still on schedule with everything. So I'm looking forward to that in the next update. I see regular updates from them. They're emailed to me. A lot of them address other issues other than that bridge. Excuse me. But I am anticipating seeing that before long, and we'll start getting a replacement schedule. But they're still intending to have the new bridge in place by basically January 1st of 26, or the end of this, they're calling it the end of December of 25, which is only three years away, basically, to 3 to 45, yeah, 3 years. To me, that's a very aggressive schedule. So it shows that they're very serious about what they're doing, and they're working to get this accomplished. So obviously, as soon as I have more, I'll be happy to update you. And I know there'll be updates as well and through the other newspapers and media. And of course, we'll have that on the news here as well. You'll have that on the news here as well as it becomes available. Mm-hmm. So looking forward to that because that's very important to us. Otherwise, there are a couple of road plans for Randolph County in engineering, and but they won't be going out to bid for a period of time. There'll probably be no major road or bridge projects from Randolph County in 23 because we actually did a couple of them in 22. We'll probably be more focused on maintenance and that type of operation through 23. And then in 24, we try to do it on about an every 2 year cycle. We will be moving into some additional paving road work. And a lot of that will depend also on what the Illinois Department of Transportation, IDOT, approves for us. I know our Randolph County Highway Department is looking forward to getting a new tandem dump truck. We have a fleet of four of them, and you know, significant ones that we use, and we need to replace one of them this year. It takes about a year and a half to get one of those ordered, and then we'll probably try to replace the other one maybe in late 24, or who knows, depending on delivery times, it might actually run into early 25. So that way we'll have them all within a period of 5 years of age, which is fairly important. When they get back into that 10 to 15 years old, and you start having problems with them. And the highway engineer pointed something out to me on Friday. I had a meeting with him Friday afternoon discussing these. And he says, you have a lot of damage under them because of the salt. Mm-hmm. And I never really thought about that much. But yes, you know, they're spreading salt in the wintertime. And that does create a lot of deterioration under the bottom sides of them.
Your average cars, you know, are getting some of that. But those trucks, you know, are out there, the ones putting it down. So they're getting the full dose of it.
Oh, they're getting the full dose of it many times over because they're the ones that are actually driving through it continually. So we're working forward on that. And those are some of the highway projects, and as we move forward with it, I'll be happy to update you as we continue to work towards those things as well. Other things, maybe something on economic development. There are some different projects out there that we are working on, some down for the Kaskaskia Port District is working on a couple of different projects. That's that facility just west of Baldwin or east of Redbud, right on Highway 154 there, right across the bridge there, the Kaskaskia River Bridge. FS and several other companies in the Port District area there have done quite a bit of improvement, development over the last several years. There are a couple more projects being discussed. I am not privy to all the details of them at this time, but I know they're being discussed and considered, and when they're released to the public, I'll get an opportunity to hear a little bit more about what they're going, but I think they're going to be fairly significant as they relate to the Kaskaskia River. I know the Port District is working on some dredging plans and some update plans, and they're also working on their to their port, and they're also working on their strategic long-term plans as well. So there'll be some economic development in there as well up in this area, and that is good to hear. And I know the city of Sparta is working on a couple of proposals as well from different industries that are interested in moving into the area. So that's nice to hear. And economic development, our enterprise zone, which came into existence at the first of 2020, right in time for COVID, is actually beginning to bear some fruit now as different industries last year, as we began to, you know, leave the pandemic behind, began to have some discussions as to how they might want to proceed or develop in the area. Most of the developments to this point has been in Monroe County in and around the Columbia and Waterloo area, but that's good. Any development anywhere in our region is development for us, obviously. Obviously, I work for and cheer for Randolph County, but if you have something nearby, it's certainly that and brings economic development to our area as well. And when you think of economic development, you have to think of the whole region. But there are projects being considered in Randolph County as well, and some of those will obviously come to fruition over a period of time. Economic development is something that takes a considerable amount of time to proceed. So it's good to see that.
So I know the two counties, Randolph and Monroe?
Yes, it was the Randolph-Monroe Enterprise Zone. Actually, it's the Monroe-Randolph Enterprise Zone specifically. So I worked real hard in with the counterpart of economic development in Monroe County back in 2019. We worked on that for an extended period of time, organizing that and putting it together. And actually, we have a meeting coming up, I think the 23rd. The directors, of which I'm one of the Enterprise Zone, will be meeting then. And we'll get some more updates on other things that are moving forward at that point in time. So
right. I know Monroe County does have a couple of developments there as you're going towards the Jefferson Barracks Bridge off to the left there.
So. Yes, that that area is known up there as 11 South, 11 South. Mm-hmm. And they put a new building in there, which I think was on the order of about $11 million, if I remember correctly. So it's pretty substantial in terms of the sales tax benefits of the Enterprise Zone. But there's been several others up in the area coming through their areas designated as an Enterprise Zone. So it's good to see that moving forward.
Yeah, like you said, you know, benefiting the whole area. You know, you see lots of people, if you're looking in the evening and in the mornings going to work, you know, they may be working in Monroe or they may be working in, you know, another county, but they're coming back here and living here and there's spending here.
Oh, yes, absolutely. And there's a number of people that work in Randolph County that live in Monroe County and go the other direction. There's more than what you would think, and there's a number of people that live in Randolph County and work in Perryville, Missouri, and vice versa. Mm-hmm. There's some that live in the Perry County, Missouri area that come back across and work in the state of Illinois. So anything within a region is beneficial to the whole region. And that's what you have to look for when you're working towards economic development, is that regional approach. It's unrealistic to think that you can just try for one town to get. I mean, sometimes you become fortunate and you get that opportunity, but it usually doesn't work exactly like that.
Right, right. A few seconds left in the program. Any final thoughts?
Well, it's always good to have a new year coming forward. obviously, we have a board meeting coming up Friday morning. That's January the 20th, I believe, at 9 o'clock in the boardroom. Anyone, of course, is welcome to attend. If you just want to come and, you know, watch, if you want to be on the agenda, just notify the county clerk. If you have something you'd like to discuss, we have a number of different, you know, individuals that come forward every meeting to have particular things, you know, discussed or talked about, and we're always happy to do that, and you're always welcome at the area.
Yeah. All right. Well, Commissioner Holder, thanks for being with us.
That's quite all right. I enjoyed it. Always enjoyed the opportunity to say a few words.
All right. That will wrap things up today. I'm Jeff. We will talk to you again tomorrow. Have a great day.